Do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Visit ready.gov/kids and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Expressed by the host on this program, documented to be right. Almost always right. 99.7% of the time.
And now, from sunny South Florida, it's Open Line Friday.
And I'm looking at the board up here. We got people want to talk about the NFL. That's good. We got some, just got some funny news about the NFL. I'll wait till we get to that call to share it with you. We have a question up there on the tax bill. We have a question about my Rush Revere time travel adventures with Exceptional Americans children's book series. And we have a call about Obamacare and what Trump is going to do. We got a good roster of Open Line Friday calls. And, you know, not a single call about Flynn. Not a single call yet about what happened out in San Francisco with the Katie Steinle jury. Man, oh man, you talk about, you think the OJ verdict was something. This verdict out there makes the OJ verdict look like romper room. You talk about jury nullification. You talk about a bunch of citizens banding together to say, screw you, United States. We prefer being a sanctuary city even if our citizens do get murdered. Maintaining our political independence on this is much more important than the safety of a single citizen in San Francisco. Just amazing. Now, what else we have out there? The ongoing saga of sexual harassment in the drive-by media and in the Democrat Party. It just continues. I'm sorry. It's one of these things we're not supposed to find any humor in. Let's, since I've got these calls on these subjects, we'll wait till the calls to get into those subjects. And let me deal here with the Katie Steinle verdict. When I heard about this, I heard it out of the corner of my ear. And it didn't register at first because it was so unexpected. And when it finally registered on me, I can't begin to tell you the depths of my anger and frustration. And then I stopped. I caught myself and I said, you shouldn't be mad. This was imminently predictable. Who are we talking about here? We're talking about the American left and the time for granting them any semblance of commonality with us when it comes to values and politics, morality, decency, right and wrong. Those days are over. They don't have much in common with us anymore. And each and every day this is borne out. So in San Francisco, we have a war on women, a different kind of war on women, a felonious illegal immigrants war on a woman. An innocent woman is shot and killed. Her killer, an illegal alien who shot the gun, has multiple felonies, is found not guilty by reason of a jury's political insanity, and the left is good with it. The insanity in that courtroom was not the perp. The insanity is the jury. This is kind of like the Menendez jury. Remember the Menendez brothers who shot and killed their parents? And one of the women on that jury, they acquitted one of the Menendez brothers, or did not get a death penalty or something. And one of the female jurors said on television after the trial, "We feel so bad because the boys were not going to have their parents." And even then, the drive-by media reporter was incredulous. "Well, yeah, but that's because they killed them." "I know, but it's so horrible, isn't it? So sad. These two young men are going to have a tough enough life as it is, and then to be deprived of their parents. Yeah, but they killed them. I know. It's so bad." I'm not making this up. There was such a jury. So we have illegal immigrants plus sanctuary city equals justice in American liberal enclaves. What is it with the callousness regarding the abuse of and the harm to women and the left? It seems like no matter where you go in America today, if there are liberals involved, women are being harmed to one degree or another. You know, on the Matt Lauer story, you know what's now surfacing? And this was predictable, too. That everybody knew, including some of the Today Show anchors on Wednesday who were acting apoplectic and shocked and stunned, and they could barely go on. And, oh, my God, this guy, they knew. Matt Lauer's sexual proclivities were so widely known that everybody knew. And, in fact, it had come to be expected inside the offices of the Today Show that nothing was ever going to be done about it, because Matt Lauer was simply too important to the show. But then something happened that was beyond the pale. Anyway, sanctuary cities are now circling the wagons lawlessly around people who are not in this country illegally. I mean, there's no other way to look at this. Sanctuary cities like San Francisco are deciding to circle the wagons and protect people who are not here legally when they commit crimes. But again, see, is this really that surprising? The left, for most of my life, has been consistent in protecting criminals and reprobates, believing that the justice system is what is unfair, believing that the court system is where the real problem is, and that the guilty in this country are simply the product of poor socioeconomic circumstances brought about by an evil majority. Anyway, while all of this goes on, they call us deplorables. Ask yourself a question. Why would a city or a state, in this case, California and San Francisco, why would they knowingly put their citizens in harm's way? Well, let me provide you the answer. Because San Francisco, California are subsets of the parent organization. And the parent organization is the Democrat Party. And so the subsets or subordinates of the parent organization must always be served. So why would a city or a state knowingly put their citizens in harm's way? Because of the need for a large, frequently replenished, uneducated, low-skilled, illiterate, illegal, non-English-speaking underclass. The Democrat Party has decided that that pool of people represents their future, becoming the champions of the uneducated, the low-skilled, illiterate, illegal, non-English-speaking underclass people is the future of the Democrat Party. Getting them registered to vote down the road is considered by the Democrat Party to be their quickest route to political victory, to deliver votes to Democrats. It is unquestionably the fact that the parent organization, the Democrat Party, thinks it is much easier to get a larger number of votes from uneducated, low-skilled, illiterate, illegal, non-English-speaking underclass people than it is from educated, literate, tax-paying citizens. which means that this is about power, and which means that if you lose a person here or there in the quest, then that's just the price you pay. And everything becomes politicized, including juries. Now, this verdict in San Francisco is a symptom of liberalism. And as we see, citizens are not really safe in these liberal strongholds. Guns are discouraged, with onerous regulations making self-defense extremely difficult. The police are ridiculed and ordered to give space to destroy, which is what happened in Baltimore. Felonious illegal immigrants are given sanctuary, which is a violation of federal law. They are treated as super citizens above and beyond the reach of the law. There's absolutely no expectation of assimilation among illegal immigrants, just an expectation that they will participate in keeping Democrats in elective power. Why give sanctuary to violent felons that are here illegally? To keep Democrat icons like Nancy Pelosi and Al Franken, John Conyers in power? They don't give a damn about women or children or the environment or the Constitution, health care, the deficit. Those are just the phony causes. They want your money. They expect obedience. They demand your vote. If a few good people get hurt in the process, well, it's a small price to pay for the greater good for the Democrat Party. Let me play for you a soundbite, audio soundbite number 19. Matt Gonzalez, last night in San Francisco, after the announcement of the not guilty verdict in the trial of Jose Ines Garcia Zarate, which is actually not the name he goes at. He's got two or three names. This is the name fewer people are familiar with. Do you know in the news stories today about this, you can't find reference to the fact this guy's an illegal alien? You cannot find it. There's an AP story that talks about this, and not one mention that he's an illegal immigrant in it. So anyway, after the announcement of the not guilty verdict of Jose Ines Garcia Zarate for the murder of Kate Steinle, the public defender Matt Gonzalez spoke about the verdict, and this is a portion of what he said.
There are a number of people that have commented on this case in the last couple of years. The Attorney General of the United States, the President and Vice President of the United States. Let me just remind them that they are themselves under investigation by a special prosecutor in Washington, D.C., and they may themselves soon avail themselves of the presumption of innocence and beyond a reasonable doubt standard. And so I would ask them to reflect on that before they comment or disparage the result in this case.
So Mr. Gonzalez thinks he's very smart. And he's just said, well, you know what? The people in Washington are going to complain about this. They're under investigation themselves. And it won't be long before they're going to be asking for the same presumption of innocence as they seek to deny my client, Jose Ines Garcia Zarate. This is the kind of stuff that's going to make sure the wall gets built. You doubt me on that? This is the kind of thing that's going to make sure Trump gets the wall built. Using Trump as justification for an acquittal in the Kate Steinle case? And here is Francisco Ugarte. That's the other name of the illegal. I take it back. That's not, this is the public defender, Francisco Ugarte. He's talking about Jose Ines Garcia Zarate. I got the names confused out there. This is Francisco Ugarte, who is the public defender, speaking about the verdict.
This case was used as a means to foment hate to foment division, to foment a program of mass deportation. It was used to catapult a presidency along that philosophy of hate of others. And I believe today is a vindication for the rights of immigrants. Nothing about Mr. Garcia Zarate's ethnicity, nothing about his immigration status, nothing about the fact that he is born in Mexico had any relevance as to what happened on July 1st, 2015.
What do you mean it didn't have any relevance? He'd been deported how many times and violated the law by being here in the first place? What do you, if he hadn't been in violation of the law, this shooting, either as coincidental, random, or accidental as you want to try to make it out to be, would never have happened if the guy hadn't been here. And you know what they're trying to say? This guy, he didn't come to San Francisco because he wanted a sense of city. No, no, no. He came to San Francisco because he wanted a job, man. Really? You think these clowns do not know that places like San Francisco are sanctuary cities? That's not why he came. He came here because he wanted a job. He didn't know a sanctuary city. No idea, no idea, no idea whatsoever. Really? Really? So, there you have it. Okay, quick timeout. We'll come back and get started in earnest on phone calls on Open Line Friday. Don't go away.
With Rush 24/7, you never have to miss one word of the Rush Limbaugh Show. And now, new yearly members get Rush's exclusive Tumblr. Sip from Rush's wisdom all day long with Rush 24/7 and Rush's exclusive Tumblr.
It's our best Tumblr yet. Check it out at rushlimbaugh.com.
You're listening to the EIB Network.
1370 WCOA, your primary source for severe weather information.
Are your medical bills piling up due to cancer or another serious illness? You are not alone. Many people face this challenge. Here's how Coventry Direct can help. You can receive an immediate cash payment by selling your life insurance policy. If you have $100,000 or more of life insurance, you may be eligible to sell your policy, even a term policy. To find out if you qualify, call Coventry Direct today at 1-800-458-2100 to speak to one of our policy specialists. That's 1-800-458-2100. The cash you receive from selling your policy can be used to help pay medical bills or whatever you choose to give you financial security and peace of mind. Call Coventry Direct at 1-800-458-2100 or visit us at CoventryDirect.com. Coventry Direct, giving you the cash you need when you need it most. Coventry Direct is a marketing company and will refer qualified policies to a licensed entity.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle, and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter has just been more than the support that I could ask for. I've been given an opportunity, and I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was six, I had one thing on my mind. When I was six, my days were spent playing basketball every chance I could. When I was six, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was six, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn the signs of a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. I'm Paul George. Protect the ones you love. Spot a stroke F-A-S-T. Fast. Life is why. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
353.
Next time you're at the Pensacola Bay Center, make sure you stop by and see our new 1370 WCOA studios, powered by Harley-Davidson of Pensacola.
Bloomberg just ran a story. I have not had a chance to click the link. So I'm just going to tell you what the link says, and I'll click the link at the next break. But Bloomberg is reporting that Jared Kushner is who ordered Flynn to contact Russia. Jared, who, it appears Kushner's been, I don't know, not as visible lately in the Trump administration apparatus. But again, there's nothing unusual about the incoming national security advisor during the transition talking to representatives of foreign governments. And don't, folks, you know, I just watched Steve Hayes, who's on Fox. We don't know what Mueller has. We don't know what Mueller has. This could be really big. It could be nothing. We just don't know. We just don't know. So, Steve, does this mean the media is going to keep harping on? Oh, yeah, man, this is going to go on. We're going to back to collusion. But we don't know what Mueller knows. Well, we do. Can I remind you again? Would somebody call everybody to drive-bys and remind them this? The Washington Post on January 23rd of this year, the Washington Post published a story which said that the phone calls between Flynn and the Russian ambassador had been listened to and transcribed and was nothing illicit on them. We don't know what Flynn lied about, but whatever it was he said to the Russian ambassador was nothing worthy of pursuing criminal charges or anything else. And we wouldn't even know that happened if it weren't for the Russian ambassador having been surveilled, which was fine and dandy. It's legal. He's a Russian agent. But we had to unmask Flynn. It was the Obama administration still in power during the transition. They unmasked Flynn and made it public that Flynn was talking to the Russian ambassador and thereby created this impression that something illegal might have been going on regarding stealing the election. And right around the Trump inauguration, the Washington Post publishes a story saying that the details of the call had been listened to, tapes of the call, transcriptions of the call, and there was nothing illicit said. So even if Jared Kushner is who told Flynn to contact the Russians, Flynn didn't say anything on the phone calls they surveilled that gives anything any problem. Now, Kushner, you know, he took the meeting with a Russian honeypot lawyer, where they told him, hey, we may have Donald Trump Jr. too. Hey, we may have some really damning news on Hillary. Right, right. And they took that meeting and nothing came of it. But they wanted the meeting taken so they could look like the Trump people were interested in colluding with the Russians against Hillary. Folks, so much of this is purely the Trump dossier. It's all manufactured stuff. It's all made up. Now, for over a year, they have been unable to produce any evidence whatsoever of any collusion. Now we've got Flynn pleading guilty to lying to the FBI. And from that, we're going to include that all of a sudden, that which has never been found suddenly has surfaced. From a process crime lie? I don't know. You just got to keep all of this in perspective, because we're being manipulated and toyed with here for a whole host of usual, predictable reasons.
Now, here's the latest news from 1370 WCOA.
President Trump is coming to town. The Washington Post is reporting he'll make a trip to Pensacola to hold a campaign-style rally for Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore. It will be in Pensacola on December the 8th, 4 days before the election in Alabama. Moore is facing a tough challenge from Democratic nominee Doug Jones after several women said Moore made sexual advances toward them while they were teenagers and Moore was in his 30s. The Associated Press is reporting that Trump's Make America Great rally will be held at the Pensacola Bay Center, although Cindy Pennington, general manager for the Bay Center, told the Pensacola News Journal she was not aware of the presidential visit. Jeff Pergosh is the new chairman of the Escambia County Board of County Commissioners, and one of his first proposals is to add a fifth cent to the tourist development tax to go towards the Escambia County Sheriff's Department's budget. It would add an estimated $1.3 million more per year to the budget. The tourist development tax is a 4 cent tax in Escambia County charged to people staying in hotels and motels. Under his plan, the county would match any funds the sheriff spends from the Law Enforcement Trust Fund on the School Resource Officer Program and return up to 50% of unspent money from the budget back to the agency. Florida Governor Rick Scott is leading a delegation of almost 70 Florida business and governmental representatives on a trade mission to Israel this weekend. He said the goal is to return with more jobs.
I'll be going to Israel this weekend. So I'll trade delegation with 70 business, Florida businesses and education leaders to try to get more jobs for Florida.
This will be Scott's second trade mission to Israel. The first was in 2011. He called that one an astonishing success. Escambia County Fire Rescue and the Pensacola Fire Department will launch their annual Keep the Wreath Green Fire Safety Campaign program today. During the month-long campaign, 5-foot wreaths will be displayed at 18 county fire stations, 5 city fire stations, and also outside other governmental buildings. Each time firefighters respond to a residential blaze with damage, a green light bulb will be replaced with a red one to remind citizens of the dangers posed by fires in residential homes. I'm Don Parker. That's your 1370 WCOA news update.
Areas of low clouds and fog giving way to some sun today and warm this afternoon, or high 76. Partly cloudy tonight, low 55. For tomorrow, sunshine and some clouds, a pleasant day with a high of 75. On Sunday, intervals of clouds and sun, high 74. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg with your exclusive AccuWeather forecast on 1370 WCOA.
Start your day the right way.
It's a busy world, and none of us has a lot of time, especially me. That's why I tune to this station, because in a heartbeat, they're going to give me all the headlines that's going on around the country, around the globe.
With a station you can depend on.
And right here locally, let me know what's going on, and I like to keep on top of everything that's going on.
When you need to know, this is the place to be.
And there's only one place we're going to find that information. That's why we use this station.
On the best news and talk for Pensacola, News Talk 1370, WCOA.
Water glass today.
Russell Wilson here. With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids!
To get involved, go to unitedway.org/play60.
Donate!
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course!
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
I'm Andreas from Navarre High School. Some of my friends have been trying electronic-flavored cigarettes. They tell me that vaping is safe. Vaping is nicotine, and nicotine, no matter what, is addictive.
This public service announcement is brought to you by the Partnership for a Healthy Community.
Are you struggling with your mortgage payments? Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about your options. Or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Get with talent on loan from God. That's Rush Limbaugh. Every weekday at 11 a.m. on News Talk 1370, WCOA.
Okay, if you're on the phone, stick with me. This isn't going to take long, but it's the latest development here. Bloomberg News is reporting Jared Kushner is said to have ordered Flynn to contact Russia. Now, that's the headline, but when you read the story, you find this is not about collusion. This is about the vote in the UN Security Council condemning Israel. Jared Kushner, according to Bloomberg, had Flynn contact not just the Russians, but every UN Security Council member to try to get them to delay the vote condemning Israel until after Obama was out of office. That's what this headline's about. Fox News has been reporting since the plea deal was announced that the person that was involved here actually was Jared Kushner, that it wasn't Trump. Fox News reporting that it wasn't Trump, somebody high up in the transition team that was talking to Flynn. And Bloomberg now says it was Jared Kushner. But it wasn't about collusion. And it wasn't just Russia. It was that Jared Kushner, who at the time was sitting at the right hand of Trump Almighty, his number one advisor, and he was to call Flynn, and Flynn was told to get hold of every UN Security Council member to try to get them to delay the vote. There was an official condemnation of Israel vote being contemplated. And Jared Kushner wanted Flynn to talk to the Security Council members, try to get them to delay the vote till after Obama was out of office. Because obviously a Trump administration would not vote to condemn Israel, whereas Obama probably would. Now, do you want to say that they had no right to do this? They don't run foreign policy. They can't do this. Kushner can't do this. Kushner can't interfere with Obama. It's still his administration. I don't know. I'd have to talk some legal beagles about that. But what I do know is that this isn't about any kind of collusion with Russia and elections and all these things that these drive-bys have been salivating about. One other thing before we head back to the phones here. You notice the drive-bys can't wait now to throw totally in with Mike Flynn, right? Flynn's their guy. Flynn's the guy. Flynn's the salvation. Flynn's the guy that's going to expose Trump. Flynn's the guy that's going to help us finally get rid of Trump. Right. The guy who just pled guilty to lying to the FBI now is going to become the dependable go-to witness for the Democrats in the media. Yeah. Yeah. Our advocate here, the guy helping us, the guy that's going to help us get through. Yeah. The guy that lied to the FBI. That's right. Well, that's what they're saddling themselves with. Okay, to the phones we go. I appreciate all of your patience. We're going to start in Findlay, Ohio. This is Randy. Great to have you, sir. How are you doing?
Hi, Rush. Dittos.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk mainly about the football situation.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I was a Cleveland fan and especially a Steeler fan. And I lost interest in the Browns when Isaiah Crowell posted that head of a severed head of a police officer. And so I quit rooting for them at that point. But I've been a Steeler fan for a lot longer. And with all the garbage with people kneeling and everything, even if they were bribed into all standing from now on, I won't watch NFL anymore. I thought it would be a lot harder than it actually is to not watch them, but I haven't watched a game this year except part of one on Thanksgiving when I was at someone else's home and they had it on.
Okay, so even if the players decided to no longer kneel, it wouldn't bring you back?
No, because I know how they really feel now.
Right.
And I wouldn't want to...
Yeah, this is one of those things, you know, where the damage has been done. But let me bring you up to speed here. I love this book. Bring you up to speed here on the latest. The latest was from yesterday where we learned, get this. Now, we mentioned this to you. The NFL has offered, it's somewhere between $90 and $100 million to causes in local communities that African-American NFL players care deeply about over 12 years. $90 to $100 million over 12, $225,000 to this agency, $225,000 here, and it will take, 10, 12 years for the payouts to happen. Long beyond when any of the players today are still playing, by the way. What's interesting about it is that the league got nothing for it. These are supposedly the smartest businessmen in the world. These are some of the craftiest negotiators in the world. They didn't even get a promise from the players to stop kneeling. They didn't even make the offer to the full players union. They made the offer to a subset of players called the Players Initiative or some such thing, which is headed up by a guy from the 49ers and a guy from the Philadelphia Eagles. And there's already discord in this group and Quan Baldwin part of the group. There's already discord in this group. And it's only about 40 or 50 players. But the NFL is going to go ahead with this, even though they're not getting anything for it. They are hoping that this show of solidarity and support for social justice warrior cases will, in fact, inspire the players to stop protesting and stand for the anthem. Now, supposedly at next year's owners' meetings, there's going to be a revision of an NFL rule that was authored in 2009. That rule requires, ready for this? That rule requires all players to be on the sideline when the anthem is played, but it does not require them to stand. I am given to understand the rule revision will eliminate the requirement the players be on the field during the anthem and allow them and maybe require them to stay in the locker room during the anthem. So in that way, they won't even roll the dice. There won't even be a chance the players could sit for the anthem or kneel because they won't be on the field. What a gutless way of dealing with this. So you offer $100 million over 10 or 12 years, whatever it is, to social justice warrior causes. You don't get anything for it, then you plot a rules change that keeps the players in the locker room during the anthem. So during the anthem, the players, the whole reason everybody's there, are not on the sidelines. But, my friends, there is more. We have learned just now where this $100 million is going to come from. Oh, Lordy, I love Open Line Friday. The money to pay for African-American social justice warrior causes would come from money already allocated to breast cancer awareness and Salute to Military Service. They're going to take money from the pink month of October and they're going to redirect it away from breast cancers and research and all that to social justice warrior cases in the hood. They're not even allocating any new money. They're just going to take the money from the women and shift it over to the social justice warrior cases in the hood. They're going to take some money away from what they call Salute to Service. That's military. San Francisco 49ers safety Eric Reed said, so it would really be no skin off the owner's backs. They're just going to move the money from those programs to this one? Well, don't do us any... Yeah, you might say not so dumb after all, but here they are. How do you think this is going to sit with the Nags and the Now Gang and everybody else to learn that the NFL is going to be taking money already promised and committed to breast cancer research? The whole month of October, players wear pink. I don't know. You can say they're dumb. You can say they're smart. I just, whatever. I love this. I absolutely. Well, what? They are not allocating any new money. What they're learning? What did you say? Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, well, you know that's actually true. You know what, folks? There is precedent for this. In the Democrat Party and the American left, black guys ranking higher than women, particularly white women. Hillary, running for president in 2008, pretty much told by the party it's hers. It's her turn. We're paying you back. We appreciate all you've done. And all it took was the arrival on the scene of a young, good-looking, young, clean, according to Joe Biden, black guy. And they threw Hillary overboard as fast as they could. They threw under the bus, over the bus. And Obama became the star of the Democrat Party, and Hillary to this day is wondering what hit her. So the Democrat Party has shown that in their hierarchy, black guys do take precedence over women. And here we're seeing it. We are seeing it again now with the purloining of money from existing breast cancer charities and redirecting it to social justice cases in the hood.
You're listening to Rush Limbaugh,
America's gift to broadcasting,
on the EIB Network.
1370 WCOA, your primary source for severe weather information.
Hey ladies, I've got good news for you. This holiday, give your man the gift of comfort, and in turn, give yourself the gift of never seeing him adjust himself in public again. I'm Erin Fujimoto, co-founder of Tommy John, the revolutionary men's underwear company. Like a holiday miracle, we've ended male adjustment. Our fabrics are so soft, he'll barely know he's wearing anything at all. And the multi-directional stretch ensures he'll never suffer a wedgie again. Guaranteed. There's no pinching, no bunching, and no riding up. Plus, his ornaments will be safely nestled with our contour pouch. We've also made gifting easier with ready-to-go gift sets. And we have e-gift cards so he can stuff his own stocking. If they aren't the most comfortable underwear he's ever worn, they're on us, with our best pair he'll ever wear or their free guarantee. Tommy John. No adjustment needed.
Use code USA at TommyJohn.com now to save 20% on your first order. That's code USA for 20% off. Plus, get extra savings with exclusive holiday daily deals only at TommyJohn.com.
This holiday season, give your loved ones a gift they'll actually want to keep, their own memories preserved with Legacy Box. When your old tapes, film, and photos that hold your cherished moments degrade, they're gone forever. Hi, I'm Nick Mako.
And I'm Adam Baselager. We started Legacy Box to help you preserve those irreplaceable moments by converting all of your camcorder tapes, Super 8 film, and old photos into perfectly preserved digital files.
Here's how it works. Load your Legacy Box with your old tapes, film, pictures, and audio, and send them in. You'll get them back in a couple of weeks on DVD or thumb drive, ready to watch, share, and relive.
We take care of everything and provide updates at every step of the process. Over 300,000 families have trusted us to preserve their memories. This holiday season, preserve your family's legacy with Legacy Box. For a limited time, get a special holiday offer.
Visit legacybox.com/rush. And for a limited time, you'll get 40% off your order. That's legacybox.com/rush for 40% off. Legacybox.com/rush.
Van Morrison returns with his brand new album, Versatile. Includes I Get a Kick Out of You.
Some get the kick from champagne.
Making Whoopee.
Don't forget, folks.
They Can't Take That Away From Me.
That's what you get, folks.
Van Morrison, Versatile, the new album, out now.
This is Josh Lewin, and I want to tell you what I'm doing now that I'm no longer the play-by-play guy for the Chargers. The leash is off, the shackles are unbound. Westwood One has given me this awesome platform to go to town on the NFL games of the week and a very cool podcast called Blitz and Giggles. See what we did there? Simple concept. We rank the games of the weekend from least interesting to most interesting, and we count them down like it's American Top 40. Where is Shadow Stevens these days? Anyway, lots of great stats and insights, snarky commentary, and really nothing about X's or O's, just stuff you and your friends can bounce around when you're hanging at the Sunday tailgate or watching together in a bar. You'll be surprised how much good, relevant info we can get you while being snarky and having some fun. Download it, ideally subscribe to it, and enjoy it. Blitz and Giggles, make it a part of your weekend starting this weekend. Please and thank you.
On the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Straight talk from a common sense guy.
Phil Valentine, weekdays at 2
on News Talk 1370
WCOA.
It's Open Line Friday, your guiding light, Rush Limbaugh. Excellent role model for the youth of America. And we go to Atlanta. Speaking of the youth of America, we have a 12-year-old on the phone. This is Patrick, and it is a distinct pleasure to have you here, Patrick. How are you today?
I'm good, Rush.
What's up?
I just wanted to call and say that I've read all 5 of your books. I've loved them. They taught me a lot about American history when my liberal teacher was trying to inform us that Thanksgiving was hatred towards the Indians.
Right. We were all taught that. I was, my parents were. It's you know, you're absolutely right. You encountered the actual true story through these books. Did you confront your teacher with the fact that you thought it was a different version, that she was wrong about it?
I did. We battled on a lot based on politics. We battled about global warming and all sorts of things. She's Finnish.
Wait a minute. What grade are you in, Patrick? What grade are you in?
I'm in eighth right now.
And you battled with your teacher?
Correct.
Yeah, and you battled with her about global warming, climate change, and Thanksgiving and so forth. How does it go? How does it end up? Does she respect you?
Eventually, I don't know. One day she just stopped. I found some NASA post. My friends and I had always been... We always made PowerPoints for fun, and one day we decided to make a PowerPoint on global warming and to see if it was, or to try and prove to ourselves and to her whether or not it was real. And we stumbled upon some NASA post that said that from 2012 to 2013, the polar ice cap had expanded 533,000 square miles.
That's true. They grew. They expanded. The ice expanded. You know, you're in a unique situation there because you ended up knowing more than your teacher knew about this.
Yeah, it was kind of funny because on a lot of issues that she would just briefly bring up, and you would just ask her for proof or where did she get this from, and she would just completely change the subject and ignore your question.
Because she couldn't prove it.
She could not.
She couldn't. Well,
a lot of times it was, I heard it on the radio.
Oh, yeah. That was meant to discredit. Well, is she a nice person despite all this?
She is. She's a good teacher. She's taught me a lot.
She's a good teacher. Well, that's all that matters. You know, there's all kinds of teachers that are good or bad. But, you know, even like this teacher is obviously inspiring you. To learn on your own and to maybe not take seriously everything she says. That's all good. You're learning to research. You're learning to think on your own. You're learning to be skeptical of things you're told. That's excellent. That's excellent. I can tell that you have read these books. I can tell they've rubbed off on you. One of the best things that ever happened to you, Patrick, was running into my books. I can hear it. I can hear it in your voice.
I wanted to thank you for one more thing. A few years ago when it was just the first two books, The Brave Pilgrims and American Patriots.
Right.
My father and I emailed you. I was like 9 at this point and in third grade. And me and my dad decided to email you. And you ended up sending us 30 copies of each book with the audio CDs and all sorts of cool stuff.
For your school?
Yeah, my mom owns a little teeny tiny private school, and that's where I used to go.
Oh, this is great! I'm glad that you're one of the recipients. We hear from a lot of people that like the books, Patrick, and we hear from teachers, and they tell us stories that they either can't find the books, or that they're not allowed to have them, or that they can't afford to have as many as they would like. And we have a whole department. Where we try to take care of hardship cases where people would like mass copies to be able to distribute and give away and can't afford it. And so I'm sure that's where your request ended up. And I'm glad we were able to do that for you. But you're really great
thank
to call
you.
And thank me for this. I can't tell you how much that means.
I've always wanted to call. Every time I'm in the car with my dad, we throw on the podcast. I've been a Rush baby since day one, but we didn't quite have the money for the books, so yeah, it really helped out.
Well, this is why we feel fortunate to be able to help, because people like you have a chance to read these and learn from them. That's its own reward, and it makes the outreach worth it. It could not make us happier that the books have the impact on you that they do, that you like them and that you talk about them and that they have great values. I don't know how to thank you. I appreciate it very much.
No problem.
Have a great weekend. Do you have a favorite NFL team, Patrick?
I do. Me and my dad both support the Denver Broncos.
Support the Denver Broncos. Oh, it's a tough season.
Rush Limbaugh, pointing the way on the EIB Network.
1370 WCOA, your primary source for severe weather information.
Hey, if you travel for business, book your next trip at Upside.com and you'll get two great gifts this holiday season. A free pair of Bose SoundLink wireless headphones and the gift of a better business travel experience. Only Upside has customer service specialists who look out for you every step of your trip. Their team is hard at work 24/7 to make sure your flight, your hotel, and your rental car all go off without a hitch. You get all that, plus Upside has great prices for flights, hotels, and rental cars. Now, to get your free pair of Bose SoundLink wireless headphones, just go to Upside.com/USA. That's Upside.com/USA. To claim your free Bose SoundLink wireless headphones just for trying Upside. It's one more way that Upside is helping to reduce the stress of business travel. Upside.com. You deserve a better business trip. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Did you pledge to declutter, reorganize, or renew your home this year? Remodeling or redecorating this spring? Time to clear out, but don't throw out. Give your old stuff new life at the Habitat Restore. Habitat Restore is a discount home improvement store and donation center that accepts and sells gently used appliances, furniture, tools, hardware, home decor, and more, with proceeds going to help Pensacola Habitat for Humanity's mission of building homes, community, and hope. Donating household items and building materials is also an environmentally friendly way to help your community. All those donated gently used home improvement items help greatly reduce our landfill waste. Local donors and shoppers have helped Restore divert more than 2,700 tons of material. So when you're thinking of upgrading your appliances, changing out your furniture, or clearing your garage of old project materials, remember the Habitat Restore. Bring your donations by the store or call for large donation pickup information today. 476-0001 or stop by today at 5810 North Palafox. Always remember, recycle, repurpose, renew.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter has just been more than the support that I could ask for. I've been given an opportunity, and I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
News Talk 1370 WCOA is now on Twitter. Go to WCOAPensacola.com and follow us for the latest Twitter updates.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, the fastest 3 hours in America. Already two of them here on Open Line Friday in the can. So, Nancy Pelosi, white woman of privilege, tells the black guy John Conyers to quit. And the NFL says to white women of privilege, we're taking your breast cancer money and we're giving it to the African-American players of social justice warrior causes in the hood. It kind of balances itself out. I don't know if that was intended, but it does.
The Jason Stapleton Show.
The media is very quick to come out and make really inaccurate judgments about what they see with little to no information because it is in their best interest to try and keep you tuned in. That means speculation most of the time. They have all kinds of people coming out of the woodwork every time that there's a new announcement, every time that they have airtime they've got to fill. What they do is they fill it with experts, all these panelists that come on. And most of the time, they're just making stuff up.
The Jason Stapleton Show at Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hurricane season is underway, and all of the coverage you need is right here.
News Talk 1370 WCOA Pensacola.
I tune in to find out what's going on.
Station.
Flynn pleads guilty, passing tax cuts. I'm Michael Toscano.
I haven't got anything to share with you today. No comments.
Republican Senator Richard Burr with the response of many Republicans on Capitol Hill to the news former White House National Security Advisor Michael Flynn has pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about his contacts with the Russians and that his plea deal has him working with Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller. Flynn has already told prosecutors a publicly unidentified senior Trump campaign official directed him to set up contact with the Russians. Bob Costantini has reaction from the Trump team.
The White House response effectively comes from Ty Cobb, the president's personal attorney, dealing with all things Russian. Quote, the false statements involved mirror the false statements to White House officials, which resulted in his resignation in February of this year. Nothing about the guilty plea or the charge implicates anyone other than Mr. Flynn.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he has just enough votes to pass the GOP tax cut plan, and they're moving toward a vote right now. Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden making a last-ditch stand.
Not only would this bill raise taxes on millions of middle-class families, but it would also be a dagger in the heart of the Affordable Care Act, causing millions to lose their coverage and raising costs for millions more.
A former federal prosecutor says the law enforcement response to that white nationalist rally over the summer in Charlottes, Virginia, that erupted in deadly violence was a series of failures, former U.S. Attorney Tim Heafey releasing his investigation.
It was not a question of lack of effort. There was tremendous effort. But in our view, the effort was not time well spent. There could have been more productive uses of time, particularly in consultation with experts or places where this had occurred before.
Heafey found a lack of preparation and poor coordination between city and state police. On Wall Street, recovering now from very deep losses after the Flynn deal. I'm Michael Toscano.
Hiring is important, but finding the right people can be a real challenge. That's why ZipRecruiter is obsessed with finding you qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter finds candidates with the right experience and notifies them to apply for your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
President Trump is enduring the most turbulent presidency in recent history, creating a period of economic uncertainty, reminding investors of 2008, when some lost as much as 50% of their retirement accounts. Protect your family's financial future with a gold IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. A gold IRA is an ultimate hedge against economic uncertainty because precious metals are a true wealth asset that hold their value. Call Augusta today at 855-858-5807 and receive your free gold IRA kit. That's 855-858-5807.
Areas of low clouds and fog giving way to some sun today and warm this afternoon, or high 76. Partly cloudy tonight, low 55. For tomorrow, sunshine and some clouds, a pleasant day with a high of 75. On Sunday, intervals of clouds and sun, high 74. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg with your exclusive AccuWeather forecast on 1370 WZ.
Westwood One presents The Andrew Klavan Show.
Here is the agenda in New York Times speak. I'm reading this off the page. Environmental harm. They want to hurt workers. This is like elementary school. It really is. It's like elementary school. This is the agenda that Republicans are supporting Trump for. They want to hurt workers. They want to destroy the environment. They want to make housing less affordable. This is the thing. These guys are like children.
The Andrew Klavan Show at Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
I heard on the news about that 5-year-old who found his uncle's gun. The kid didn't know it was loaded.
I heard on the news about that 14-year-old girl who was bullied online. For like a year, she couldn't take it anymore, so she got her dad's gun from his nightstand.
I heard on the news about that guy who broke into someone's house, stole a gun from the hall closet.
He accidentally shot his cousin in the head.
She killed herself.
And later, killed the owner of the store he was trying to rob.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Day.
This Christmas, don't just read the story. Come and be a part of it. Step back in time and experience the true story of Christmas, seeing the people, places, and events that surrounded the birth of Jesus Christ during an evening in Bethlehem at Gonzales United Methodist Church. It's free, handicapped accessible, and refreshments are included. An evening in Bethlehem, Friday and Saturday, December 1st and 2nd, Gonzales United Methodist Church, 2026 Pauline Street, just off Kingsfield Road at Highway 29.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.